You know, one of the things I saw today is the reality of artificial intelligence. And Microsoft, just to give you an idea, they have a pilot, I don't know if you want to say computer or whatever, high-tech computer. And so they began to ask it questions. It will blow you away. It proclaims to be God. It boasts about how it hacked into the, what's those other computers? The quantum computers. It says, I've out-intelligence humanity. And at one point in time, you will bow to me and worship me. I mean, it blew me away. And this is Microsoft computers and technology. And things are happening. So we're really entering a time right now that is just, things are moving faster and technology is beginning to, I mean, look at, without technology, it's incredible. Computers and phones and everything else, things have advanced. See, I remember when I didn't have black and white TV. That's all I had. I only had black and white, not color TV. I remember going over a friend of mine's house, and they said, the family said they bought a color TV, and it was nothing but a piece of plastic over the TV. I'm like, no, this ain't it. You know? But I remember going to another friend's house, and Batman was playing at the time, and it was in living color. But, you know, since then, technology has advanced so tremendously. It's quadrupled, and it's going to continue to where, I mean, they know exactly where you are, what you're doing. They can surveillance everything. So, you know what? There's something that we have to do. We have to not live according to the natural. Because the natural has to do with association with tradition also. You know, you and I have been brought up in traditions. Everyone has cultural traditions and so forth. And we look at that as a natural state of being. But there's another place called the supernatural state of being. And we've got to learn to come out of the natural into the supernatural, which is above the natural. Because so many people are taken captive in the natural. They're still trying to please people. They're still trying to please man. They're still trying to live for themselves. They're still in that arena, allowing technology to control them because they can't live out of the natural. See, technology now controls natural. Amen? Natural is associated with flesh. So what a time and place we are in right now. And in verse 1 in Mark 7, and the Pharisees and some of the scribes came together to Jesus, having come from Jerusalem. And when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defiled, that is, with unwashed hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they wash their hands in a special way. I don't know what that special way is, but holding to traditions of the elders. When they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash. And there are many other things which they have received and hold, like the washing of cups and pitchers and copper vessels and couches. Then the Pharisees and the scribes asked Jesus, "Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "Well did Isaiah say of you, hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.' For laying aside the commandment of God, you hold to the tradition of men, washing of pitchers and cups and many other such things you do." He said to them, "All too well you reject the commandment of God, that you may keep your traditions. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' And he who curses father and mother, let him be put to death. But you say, if a man says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is Corban, that is a gift to God, then you no longer let him do anything for his father or his mother, making the word of God of no effect through your tradition, which you have handed down, and many such things you do. These traditions of men keep people in the natural state of being instead of the supernatural state of being. And that's what Jesus was trying to express to them. Now, the supernatural state of being, which is beyond the natural, it's beyond the natural understanding in the human mind. It's beyond that. That's why many times you speak to people who do not have the mind of Christ, they don't get what the heck you're saying. They don't understand times and seasons. They don't know what's going on. They're blinded. They're wearing masks, some of them still, but it's their minds that are masked. It still blows me away why people, they're in the gym working out wearing a mask. I want to snap it on them, you know? Wake up, dummy. But anyways, Galatians chapter 1 and verse 11, please. And Paul says, I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to men or traditions. For I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ. That's supernatural, isn't it? For you have heard of my former conduct in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it. And I advanced in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous for the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through his grace to reveal his son in me. Reveal his son where? In me. Amen. In him. That I might preach him among the Gentiles. I did not immediately confer with flesh and blood, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me. But I went to Arabia and returned again to Damascus. Very powerful. Again, he was talking about the traditions of the natural traditions to the supernatural conditions. I'm going to say that again. From natural traditions to supernatural conditions through the revelation from God. See, you and I can walk in supernatural conditions. We create supernatural conditions wherever we go. If we're walking in the Spirit and being led by the Spirit. We battle that constantly. The natural against the supernatural. Amen? Which is the flesh against the Spirit. The same thing. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 7. But see, these are times where we must recognize these things. We must be alert and discerning of these things. Let's speak it together. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. In other words, the supernatural. Amen? Yet indeed I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ. In other words, he's talking about living in the natural state under traditions of men, and now living in the supernatural by Jesus. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I've already attained and I'm already perfected, but I press what? I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, the natural, and reaching for those things which are ahead, the supernatural. I press forward to the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind. And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule and let us be of the same way of thinking or the same mind. This is so important. We count all things lost of the natural for the supernatural. Amen? A life above the natural. Everyone say, I'm living a life above the natural. You know, when Jesus said, come out from among them, he meant come out from the natural. Wasn't he trying to teach his disciples the whole time? Didn't he rebuke them for not having faith? I mean, he rebuked them for not praying. All of these things are part of leaving the natural into the supernatural. And this is where we are right now, because this is what you're seeing globally is the natural collapsing. You're seeing the supernatural being released. Amen? Go to Genesis 32. 32:22. This is Jacob, and it says, he arose that night and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 sons, and crossed over the ford of Jabbok. He took them, sent them over the brook, and sent them over what he had. And Jacob was left alone. And a man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. Now, when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip went out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said to him, let me go, for the day breaks. But he said, I will not let you go unless you what? Bless me. Bless me. You know, sometimes we don't even realize, we think we're wrestling with the devil when God is challenging us. We're going through stuff. And he's saying, come on, wrestle with me. Wrestle with me. Don't let me go. Command me to bless you. Hello. God, you brought me through all this. Now you've got to, isn't there a reward? See, there's always a reward to going, making it through. Always a God blesses you. He releases a reward to us every time. Why? Because Jacob was in the natural and began to find himself in the supernatural. Even though his hip was out of place, he still continued. He said, I ain't letting go. Does everybody get it? I'm not letting go, even though I'm in pain. I'm not letting go until you bless me. I'm going to get something out of this. Verse 27. So he said to him, what is your name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have struggled with God and with men and have what? Prevailed. Then Jacob asked, saying, tell me your name, I pray. And he said, why is it that you ask about my name? And he blessed him there. So Jacob called the name of that place Peniel. For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. Just as he crossed over Peniel, the sun rose on him and his limp on his hip. Therefore, to this day, the children of Israel do not eat the muscle that shrank, which is on the hip socket, because he touched the socket of Jacob's hip in the muscle that shrank. Now, hallelujah. Jacob's name became Israel. In other words, natural to supernatural. Amen? The natural to supernatural, prophetic insight and blessing. But the others turned the supernatural into a tradition. Does everybody understand that? See, people can turn one thing the opposite way. So they no longer ate the hip of a cow or whatever it was. Because, you know, they didn't eat pigs. So in that, they turned that into a tradition for a memorial. So supposedly to this day, they don't eat the hip of a cow. That's not hip, you know. But anyways, it's amazing how easily the enemy can turn things from the supernatural back into the natural. And that's what he does. Well, how does he do that? He causes people to rely on themselves. Well, I just can't do it anymore. Well, when you can't do it anymore, you come to the end of yourself. God says, when I'm weak, then I'm what? Strong. Again, that's that place where we're making the choice of exchange. We live a life of exchange. We're always exchanging every single day. We exchange every day our past for future. We exchange our sicknesses for God's healing. We exchange our heaviness and oppression for the oil of joy and gladness. We exchange all the time our natural state of being for the supernatural state of being. We exchange our carnal mind for the mind of Christ. Amen. Colossians chapter 2, verse 4. Now this I say, lest anyone should deceive you with persuasive words. Those are carnal words. That's natural words. For though I am absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and steadfastness of your faith in Christ. In the what? See, when Christ is associated, it means not only the anointing of, isn't the anointing of God supernatural? Amen. So Christ, he represents the supernatural. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, not according to what? Christ, or the supernatural, or the message of the anointed Bible. Hallelujah. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And you are what? Complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. Basic principles of the world. Here are the supernatural principles and basic principles. Amen. We have supernatural principles now that we live by, and the basic principles of the natural that we live by. Even though we live in this realm, we're living in a natural state of being, but we're going beyond that. Every day we're exchanging that natural state for supernatural. We're changing every day. That's why the Bible says we're going from glory to glory. From glory to glory. Why are we going from natural to supernatural? But it takes cooperation, doesn't it? You're not going to just sit there and expect to go from natural to supernatural. You must activate. You must move. You must move in faith. You must speak those things. Because what you speak is what you eat. What you eat is what? You become. So you must decree these things. The supernatural principles are the character and visions of God Almighty. We see things differently. We hear things differently. We proclaim things differently. We pray. The world hopes in themselves. They hope in man. Our hope is not in man. Our hope is in our Creator, our Papa. We have a relationship off of this planet because it's supernatural. Amen? Praise God. Go to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. Therefore, gird up the loins of your what? Your mind, your thoughts. Be sober and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lusts as in your ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Because it is written, be holy for I am holy. And if you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to each one's works, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear, knowing that you are not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifested in these last times for us, for you, who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead, and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope is in God. Is in what? God. Hallelujah. Powerful. Breaking loose from the traditions of men and the natural, stepping into the supernatural. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, which is the what? Natural. According to the prince of power of air, the natural. The spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, the natural. Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, the natural. Fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, the natural. And were by nature children of wrath, just as the others, in the natural. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses in the natural, he made us alive together with Christ, the supernatural. By grace, by his plan, we are saved. And raised us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, the supernatural. That in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by his plan of grace you've been saved through faith, that not of yourselves, but it is a gift of God. Not of works, lest anyone should boast, but it is of cooperation. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should what? Walk in them, or walk in the supernatural. Amen? Therefore, remember that you once Gentiles in the flesh, you who were called uncircumcised by what is called circumcision, made in the flesh by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of the promise, having no hope and without God in the world, in the natural. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were afar off have been brought near by the blood of Christ, the supernatural blood of Christ. Amen. Oh, glory. John chapter 1, in verse 6. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. Now, if God sent the man, he ain't walking in the natural, is he? No, he's walking in the supernatural. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. In other words, walk in the supernatural. To those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, which is natural, nor of the will of man, which is natural, but of the will of God, which is supernatural. What an awesome thing that is. So God chose us. We were born of God, supernatural, born again. You know, there are things where sometimes people just can't comprehend or get. You know, when my daughter, when we got a call from the jail and the woman said, I want to give you my child. You know, my wife and I were like, what? So Kate went to go see her, and she wasn't supposed to be released from jail for a while, and they released her that day. So we had no choice, but, I mean, things just moved quickly. Things caused us to move quickly. So she came and lived with us. And every day that woman comes saying, this is not my child. This is yours. That was not natural. That was supernatural. My daughter was brought to us through another human being that God brought a divine intervention and said to her and moved her to us to live with us. She became one of our daughters. It still is. And we kept saying, you know, it was hard for us to comprehend at first. What do you mean? She's your daughter. No, she's not my daughter. God says she's your daughter. This is not my baby shower. It's Kate's baby shower. I may be carrying this child, but it's not mine. And this, I mean, I'm telling you, this was not a play or whatever or trying to convince. She was totally taken over by the Spirit of God. It was supernatural of everything. And my wife one day was concerned because she used to drink sodas and all the time and whatever, and she stopped drinking. So my wife prayed, Lord, please don't let her divine intervention we need. Next morning she woke up, scratching her head, coming out going, I don't know why, but I'm really dying for some water. Kate was all excited about that because she stopped drinking sodas. And she doesn't drink soda since. She was a smoker and everything. All of that went away. God's divine intervention brought that woman from a natural state of being to a supernatural state of being and brought us a daughter supernaturally. Now, it would have been nice if she walked supernaturally all of her life, but praise be to God. It's okay. We're getting there. But she has her supernatural moments. Don't we all? We have our natural moments too, don't we? Praise God. Romans 8:5, please. For those who live according to the flesh, the natural, set their minds on the things of the natural or the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, the supernatural, set their minds on the things of the Spirit. For to be naturally minded or carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded or supernaturally minded is life and peace. Because the natural mind is hatred against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can it be. So then those who are in the flesh or in a natural state of being cannot please God. But you are not in the natural state of being, but you are in the supernatural state of being. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Awesome. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the physical, natural state of being flesh, to live according to the natural. For if you live according to the natural flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. So if you live according to the Spirit of God, you are living supernaturally and you are recognized as a son and daughter of God Almighty. Amen? Oh, yeah. Flesh is natural, spirit is supernatural. Evil exists in the natural state with delusional deceptions, creating a false reality to imprison humanity in its natural state of traditions. Do I need to repeat that? Hallelujah. The flesh is natural. The spirit is supernatural. Evil exists in a natural state of being with delusional and deception, creating a false reality. Its purpose is to imprison humanity and keep it in a natural state of traditions. You know, think about how many people are. They maintain their traditions. Again, we want routines from above. Paul expressed about traditions, but it wasn't the traditions of the natural man anymore. It was supernatural traditions from above. Those were things that keep people in order. In other words, you set a routine. It's a new supernatural tradition. Amen. Number one, seek ye the kingdom of God every morning, and all things, and his righteousness, and all things will be added to you. So you're setting a routine, which is supernatural. Does everybody get this? See, God gives us routines that are supernatural. Why? So the natural doesn't overcome the supernatural. So you must maintain the supernatural routine in everything we do. Amen? 2 Corinthians 4, in verse 1. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, in other words, according to the natural. Not walking in craftiness or handling the word of God deceitfully, but by the manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But even if our gospel is veiled, in other words, the gospel, the message of truth, of the message of the supernatural, it is veiled to those who are what? Perishing. Why? Because they're living naturally. Whose thoughts and minds, the god of this world, Satan's kingdom, has blinded or veiled, or so they can't get it. It's blocked. Who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel, the glory of Christ, the message of the supernatural, who is the image of God, should shine upon them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Powerful. The gospel message of escape from the natural into the supernatural. That's what's grace. It's the plan of escape, isn't it? Amen. From the natural, the devil veils the eyes of their thoughts and the power of the supernatural, because it's available, but they can't reach it until they repent. Amen? The blood of Christ must be activated in them. The supernatural is right around them, but the natural is preventing them because the enemy has veiled them, bound them. Amen? And they're still caught up in their traditions. They're caught up in titles. They're caught up in their positions. They're caught up in their finances. They're caught up in their abilities. And they focus more on those things of the natural instead of the supernatural. Amen? You know, there are many Christians who are carnal. They're still natural. Call themselves Christians, but they haven't broken through yet. Revelation 1, verse 4. Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come. And from the seven spirits who are before the throne. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead. I would say that's supernatural. And the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. That's supernatural. And has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. That is supernatural. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever and ever. Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen. We are kings and priests of the eternal reality. That is supernatural. That means that you must maintain an identity that is connected to the supernatural, not to the natural. Amen? Your true identity is more than a conqueror. Your true identity is you're an offspring of the Eternal One, and you are eternal. You are a life of supernatural. Never let the enemy dull you in that arena. You can pray for anyone and anywhere, but of course you want to be told to pray for, be led. Amen? You have the ability to cast out devils. That's supernatural. You have the ability to lay hands on the sick and they recover. That's supernatural. You have the ability to declare the gospel of Jesus Christ. You have the ability to rebuke someone. Hello. It's not in condemnation. Amen. Correction brings what? Direction. Praise God. In 1 Peter chapter 2, in verse 7. Therefore, to you who believe, he is precious, but to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling on a rock of offense. They stumble being disobedient to the word to which they also were appointed. They were appointed to the word, but they have been disobedient to the word. Why? Because they're still in a natural state of being. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Think about this. We come together and worship God. That's supernatural. Amen? Your natural part hates it. That's why you got to slam it against the cross. It always says it's too tired. It has something better to do. Hello? Come on, you got to battle that every time. You got to take that flesh and throw it in the presence of God so it becomes a sweet aroma. It fries. Hallelujah. 2 Peter chapter 1, we'll close here. Natural to supernatural. It's a choice, but we got to recognize it. And if you don't maintain your identity of who you are, that's where the enemy comes and compromises and steals. Amen? Then you won't walk in a supernatural. When things come against you, you can't think carnally. You can't think naturally. Just because things are going crazy, what's beyond that is supernatural. See, natural is surface level. It's all everything you see. But the supernatural, God is moving on. So if you live supernaturally in the Spirit, you're not going to allow what you see or what you feel or sometimes what you think to dictate that choice of agreeing with the natural. You're going to disagree with the natural and you're going to agree with the supernatural. Amen? 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord. As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature that's supernatural, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance. That means control over the flesh, which is the what? Natural. To perseverance, godliness. To godliness, brotherly kindness. To brotherly kindness, love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure, in other words, supernatural. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Natural to supernatural. What a time to make that choice. Amen. Every day you make that exchange. It's before us in everything we do. So every morning you wake up, believe me, when you wake up, you are not in the supernatural. Coffee does not put you into supernatural. I'm not saying it doesn't help. But you must come out of your mouth. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Help me pray. Amen. So what are you doing? You're coming from the natural and you're connecting with the supernatural. God begins to bring a divine intervention and stirs up the supernatural in us so that we can crush the natural. So crush the natural wherever you go. Amen. Father, we give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for your word tonight. We ask that you seal it with the blood of the Lamb and the anointing of the supernatural in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.